One more. It's not exactly a stir, but we're going to do one more thing before we take a break. Let's get a bunch of people from the House Theater up here to hear the first prologue from the Hammer Trinity. This is going to be Chris Matthews, who you saw, as well as Matt Edmonds, Gabby Labaca, Joe Bianco, Patrick Falcon, and Derek Mattson.
The Iron Stag King. Prologue. Darkness. Music. Visions play out before us as a voice speaks out from darkness.
Once upon a time, all the lands were one, their unity protected by a great and powerful hammer. For generations, the hammer was passed from father to daughter and mother to son, as only a true heir could bear its weight. For this service, the heirs were crowned, and for generations, the land was led by good kings and queens who ruled the folk by balance of might and right. All was right in the land. Until a selfish and powerful magician named Eirik Obsidian told a story in which everyone had strength to lift the hammer, in which the crowns had lied and the crownless ruled themselves. And though it was only a tale, it began a bloody rebellion. Piece by piece, the land was torn apart. At last, a desperate alliance marched towards certain death against the hammer in the fields at New Plymouth. It was there, with victory in her grasp, but pity growing in her heart, that Catherine Grey, Lady of the Grass, declared,
"The hammer is too heavy for my hand to hold alone."
Thus, a republic was formed, led by representatives of five lands. Gordon Pride, Bloodright of the Lion, Warden of the Vale. Henley Hawthorne, Pencrown of the Delta Throne. Davy Boone, Keeper of the Salt. Caelan Wayne, First Ranger of the Glaze. And of course, Catherine Grey, Lady of the Grass, Lone Born of the Lavender Crowned, and true heir to the Hammer. They named themselves the Hand, joining together to raise the Hammer on rule on matters of greater good. Not one, but no longer alone, the ladies' compromise had forged a fragile peace. But then, a great and terrible thing occurred.
Gordon places a loving hand on Catherine's belly.
A child was conceived. When news of this reached the hand, the other three became furious. For if two of the five lands were joined, the remaining powers would be diminished. The balance had tipped. The hand was crippled. Old, paranoid fears drew a mutinous new divide in the blood we once believed in. The blood that had always held right and might in balance was spilled and lost.
Fade to black.
Seemingly forever.
The bridge bell is heard ringing in the distance, lights up into real time. Hap enters. He is out of breath. He looks over the bodies of Catherine and Gordon. He takes a moment to collect himself. In the distance, men approach. He quickly pulls a cloth from his shoulders and, drawing a small blade, kneels beside the body of the woman. Hap cuts the baby from Catherine's womb, saving its life. He wraps the baby in cloth and closes his eyes, speaking a silent prayer into the woods. Galloping hard, a giant stag answers his call. It enters and bows. He places the swaddled child in the antlers of the stag and whispers into its ear.
Hurry.
The stag rears and gallops away. Three men enter. Henley Hawthorne, a Jeffersonian prince. Davy Boone, a hooded pirate. And Caelan Wayne, an Arctic explorer.
The Republic has failed.
The hammer is fallen.
The story is ended.
Yes, but a new story is just begun.
Casting a spell, Hap sets fire to the bodies and the woods around them. The crownless fade. Hap escapes, and the stag runs from the blaze. Exiting the fiery woods, we follow the stag as it crosses beautiful lands.
The lone born of Lion and Lavender, the heir to the great hammer, carrying in him the hope of a united land, was rescued far and away from the murder of his parents on the antlers of an iron stag. He was taken to a secret and most remote corner of the land, where his name and the truth of his blood may be shielded from the eyes of those who would call themselves crownless.
The stag slows and enters a clearing where a man is building a house. Eben Kent cautiously comes down off the roof to greet the stag. The stag bows to him, offering the swaddled baby. Eben picks up the swaddled child. The stag stands, looks, and runs away.
And there today the young man waits to begin a great adventure. For even he does not know the providence his mother bestowed to him. The Iron Stag King. Story, save us all.
Thank you, guys. Story, save us all, indeed. We're going to hear more stories and get some more salvation after this break.